Have you ever heard anybody say, practice makes perfect? Have you ever said it yourself? I think any of us who've ever had kids say it often. When I was young, I wanted to try out for the high school lacrosse team. And a friend of mine was on it, so he told me what I had to do in order to get ready, and I practiced with him. We practiced, and we included endurance running in the uniform with the stick. Well, I wasn't exactly in prime physical condition at that time, which is all the more reason to practice, so I became discouraged by the pain and the exhaustion that I felt after one day of working out. And I convinced myself that I'd never be able to make the team because it was too hard. So I saved myself the embarrassment of being cut from tryouts, and I quit trying. So I had a very short lacrosse career, which might have saved some of my bones. But I've since learned that people like Olympic athletes aren't born ready to compete, and people like doctors, surgeons in particular, need to practice and study for years before they can perfect their skills. Practice makes perfect. So in most cases, we can improve our skills for a given activity with constant practice. And there are really few activities that, where with enough practice, most of us could at least improve our level of expertise somewhat. Have you ever heard someone say, though, I can't do that, like I said about lacrosse? Well, that usually means one of two things, or it could be both. Maybe that they don't want to invest the time to learn how to do it, to make themselves better at it. And sometimes it comes out of fear, like my fear of the embarrassment of being cut during lacrosse tryouts. So does a lack of motivation or fear of embarrassment work the same way on us in matters of spiritual achievement? Let's read what Hebrews 5, verses 13 through 14 has to say about that. Hebrews 5, 13, 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Unskilled, exercised. The use of these words implies that we can become more skilled in the word of righteousness through exercise. And practice does make us more perfect Christians if we're willing to practice more like the Olympic athlete than that high school kid who quit after one try. Like the Olympic athlete, when we become a Christian, we are not born again with the level of skill that we need to feel comfortable, that we really need in order to feel comfortable taking the gospel out to the lost. The divinely inspired writer of Hebrews compares a new or young Christian with a baby who we know is only able to receive basic liquid nourishment at first, just as a new convert needs basic doctrine as he or she begins to learn how to become more like Christ. As Christians mature, like the child, our nourishment needs should mature. But that can only happen if we do as verse 14 exhorts us, to exercise our senses by reason of use to discern both good and evil. In other words, practice develops our spiritual ability and our spiritual talents to become more perfect, the same way we develop any mortal skill. We know Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, 1 John 14. Even he had to practice. We see this in Luke 2, verse 46, when his parents found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking questions. And we see the result of his efforts to practice later in and as to how he grew in verse 52. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He practiced while in the flesh. He worked to obtain that wisdom. He became good at doing the right thing because he practiced constantly. He could say of his relationship with God, I always do those things that please him. John 8:29. Can we say that? Can we say that? If I say because Jesus was God in the flesh, I could never do that, is that a valid argument or just another excuse? After all, is Jesus not our teacher? Recall his words in Luke 6, verse 40. He said, "A disciple, a student, is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher." We can't be perfectly trained unless we're willing to practice, willing to study. A few years after my failed lacrosse career, I decided I wanted to fly helicopters. I was accepted into the Army's helicopter flight training program, and I proceeded to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that I could not fly a helicopter. Fortunately, I did not quit after the first day. Not that time, anyway, and with practice and time, I went on to learn how to fly helicopters. So what was the difference between my lacrosse career and my helicopter career? Well, in the Army, I was engaged in a well-developed course of instruction that was designed in stages to take place over a period of time. And with practice, I developed my skill in stages over a period of time, and I did not quit. For the past several Sunday evenings, Stephen has been helping us practice evangelism. Does anyone feel that they're perfect at it yet? I know I don't. But I feel like I'm a little bit more perfect than I was. Perhaps a little bit more like the teacher. A well-developed course of spiritual instruction, the Bible, helps us all develop our skills if we practice. And there truly is one thing that we cannot do. One thing we cannot do, nor should we try to practice it. Only Christ could die on the cross for our sins. He did that for us because we cannot do it. And hearing about his sacrifice, believing him to be the Son of God, to the point that we're willing to tell others about him, feeling sorrow for our sinful ways that separate us from God, and being baptized for the remission of our sins, well, that's God's plan for salvation, the salvation of anyone who will listen, believe, obey the gospel of Christ, and practice. We have a chance to practice our skills this Saturday at the Fall Harvest Festival. So let's get out there and show the world what it means to work for Christ and to be more Christ-like. Remember what Hebrews 5:13 through 14 has to say about that. "For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." And the very next verse in Hebrews says, "Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection." If you have need for a prayer, or if you wish to respond to this invitation to your salvation, please come forward as we stand and sing. And remember, practice does make perfect. The Bible tells me so.